So,
my name's John. I'm from Queer Radio on Quartable Z.
Yeah.
So, is this not your first march?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Ian.
Ian. So how does it feel to you to be marching in public as potentially a gay man, if not just a friendly person?
It's a bit different. It was sort of weird. I started out on the outside and I've moved into the middle.
Is it safer there?
I don't know. Just, yeah, I guess it's got that feeling, but it doesn't matter. It's fun. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah? No adrenaline pumping?
Yeah.
You should, yeah, this is an introduction to Sydney. Go to Mardi Gras next year.
I've actually been down to Mardi Gras already.
Right. So is there an extra cut to doing the Brisbane thing, to doing it in front of your hometown, maybe?
No, I actually see it as, when I went to Mardi Gras, I expected to be more party, but I actually found it more a learning experience, actually noticing how many support groups and things are out there.
It's a political thing, it's not just a good time.
Yeah, and it's a learning experience for your first time. It's just amazing how many different support groups are there for the minority within the minority.
Yep. Lovely talking to you, Ian.
Sorry?
Lovely talking to you.
No worries.
Have a happy Pride.
Thanks.
Good. So why are you all marching hand in hand? Is this some sort of a conspiracy? Or a family thing, maybe?
My mother.
Mum, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
So are you part of PFLAG here today?
No, I'm part of Building Bridges, but I'm here to support my son.
Right. And Building Bridges is a Catholic support group?
It's a Catholic support group, yes. Right.
Catholics need an awful lot of convincing that they're supported, don't they?
They do. I'm afraid they're way behind the eight ball.
Is this your first march?
This is my first year. I finally quit Cath Ed so I can walk proudly now.
Good on you. And are you proud of your son?
Very proud of him.
Looks to be a bit chuffed to me.
No, it's an exciting day for us both.
Yep. So for all proud mums who can actually get out there, my mum would have to do it in a wheelchair and it'd still be a problem for her. So she's sitting at home. She told me to have a good time.
As long as her heart is with you, that's all that matters.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The Queer Sexuality Collective of UQ, you've got a whistle in your mouth.
Yeah, sure have.
So are you one of the new co-conveners for UQ?
No? For what?
Are you just one of the many people who attend Queensland University and enjoy the Sexuality Collective?
I think it's great. I think it's a great supportive team. It's just really good that we have a gay and lesbian support uni that support this. Yeah.
How important is it to have a separate room, as in the Rona room out there?
Well, I think queer space is good. I mean, I wish everybody would accept us the way we are, but I still say that having our own room so we could gather and talk, it just supports. It's a support group, it's a support team that we have here. That's what we aim, just support each other.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah, it's great. It's really great. It's just full of colour. We've got a whole heap of people here supporting us. And even people watching, I mean, I think they're supporting us as well. No, I think it's real good.
Most of the people I've spoken to have been like all for it. A couple of people are just sort of a bit miffed. They can't run across the road when they like. That's all. Well, lovely to have a chat to you. Have a good time at the University of Queensland Sexuality Collective.
Thank you.
Good. How are you, mate? Happy Pride Day to you, darling. Mwah. How's it going? Who are you interviewing
extra
for?
Extra colourful, Doug.
Oh, going for light, sound and movement today. We're hitting on the little moped. We're not quite a dyke in bike. We're a poof on scooter. P.S. Whatever that means. Postscript, I think. Have a good one, love.
Thanks, Doug. What do you think of the Lesbian and Gay Pride March?
I don't know, I've only just got here.
Quite colourful.
Colourful, yeah. All look happy, confident.
Very happy looking.
I know, it's a big day for the people who are taking the first march. I've done this a few times, so it's almost all happy, but it's always a pleasure to be here. As long as the people of Brisbane enjoy the spectacle as well. But it's not to be looked at, it's to be a shared experience.
Yeah, we're all happy.
Yep. So hopefully there'll be people in the crowd who feel like coming out next year with us. If you know anybody, send them along.
Okay.
See you later. So year 2000 now, it's the Brisbane Lesbian and Gay Pride March.
I love it. I love it. Everyone's so happy, and this is what it's all about, showing people that, hey, it's great. It's wonderful. It's something to be proud of. It's beautiful.
Can I ask your comments? What do you think of the Lesbian and Gay Pride March?
I think it's great. Looks terrific. Everyone looks like they're having a lot of fun.
You should come along to the fair day at Musgrave Park afterwards. It's free and there's lots of entertainment.
I might head that way.
Thank you. So, are you annoyed that the Lesbian and Gay Pride March has held you up today?
Oh, no, not at all. Why would it bother me? It's my problem. It's good on you.
Thank you.
See ya.
Marching with the Australian Bisexual Network. Is this how you're identifying these days?
I certainly do.
And doing choral work as well? You're getting out there, being part of a big community, not just the gay and lesbian one?
Yes, certainly am.
So how impressive is this compared to other Pride marches that you've been in? Because you're a veteran.
I'd say about even Stephen with the biggest ones. During in the period just before the corrupt Bjelke Petersen National Party government and his success and its successor governments was swept out of office in 1989.
It was a good thing, wasn't it?
It was, although it has resulted in somewhat more apathy within the GLBT communities.
Can I ask you guys, what do you think of the Brisbane Lesbian and Gay Pride March? Doesn't impress you? He's not impressed. Instead of getting the fucking shits.